How effective is male circumcision as a means of preventing HIV transmission? Now, you know, the World Health Organization came up with some stats a short while ago, and I think actually a number of years ago, around about March 2007, if I remember correctly, and they came up saying that medical male circumcision can reduce a man's risk of acquiring HIV from a female sexual partner by about 60%. How relevant is that right now in 2020? There's been an interesting discussion about it in the conversation. Dr. Gwinyai Mazukume, medical doctor, epidemiologist and biostatistician at the University of Witwatersrand, is with us to clarify some of these important figures. Thank you, Dr. Mazukume, for your time on the program this afternoon. How accurate is that figure of females, or rather the reduction of acquiring HIV from a female sexual partner by about 60% if indeed a man is circumcised?
Good afternoon, Joanne. How are you doing?
I'm so well, thanks. Just a little bit up against the clock, Dr. Mazukume. How accurate are these figures of 60% in terms of transmission that we were given a few years ago?
Okay. Firstly, these figures, as you say, they pertain specifically to female-to-male HIV acquisition.
Right.
And what has not been taken into account is the other direction of transmission, female-to-male. So another aspect is that this 60% relative risk reduction is relative, as the name implies. It's also an absolute risk reduction. So when you actually look at the absolute risk reduction, it is actually less than 2%. So the crux of our article, quoted by Dr. Witness Mapanga, is that you find that most people are not given this information, that these figures pertain specifically to female to male. They are not informed it's an absolute risk. And the messaging comes with overstated benefits. For example, there's the saying that if you're circumcised, you reduce the risk of cervical cancer, penile cancer, and so forth. But these are not recognized methods. The circumcision is not recognized as a method to prevent cervical cancer.
What is the kind of information we need to, sorry to come in there, but what is the kind of information we need to disseminate to men who are engaged in sexual relationships in regard to the value of male circumcision in regard to transmission?
Yes. What has prompted this entire debate is that two recent studies, one in South Africa in Mpumalanga, published 2 years ago, actually showed that circumcised men now have higher HIV prevalence than uncircumcised men. And a study published 2 months ago from Zambia actually showed that men who are circumcised actually are now beginning to exhibit riskier sexual behavior, that, for example, more sexual contact. So the messaging is that men should be aware that circumcision has a small protective effect in reducing female to male. So one of the Achilles heels of the program of voluntary medical male circumcision is that some people now begin to exhibit higher risk behavior. And this might actually put them at a higher risk of getting HIV had they not been circumcised. So the messaging is circumcision will not reduce cervical cancer. It will not reduce penile cancer. It has a small protective effect. And condoms should still be an integral part. They should be used consistently and correctly all the time.
Just a last question about whether male circumcision actually reduces a female partner's risk of getting cervical cancer. What are the facts around that?
Okay, when you look at cervical cancer guidelines internationally, the American, British, South African guidelines, if you want to prevent cervical cancer, you do it, one, by vaccinating, and secondarily do it by screening with a pap smear, HPV, DNA test. So circumcision is not recognized internationally as a way to reduce cervical cancer incidence. So what has happened with the circumcision programs, they've attached other, what I would say, advantages or overstated its impact on other health problems like cervical cancer, penile cancer, urinary tract infection, and so forth. So this tends to mislead people into thinking that circumcision is a magic bullet for many things, which is not accurate. And it might actually lead to people taking more risks than they usually, taking more risks than they would not normally take.
All right. Thank you very much for that information, Dr. Gwinya Masukume. He's a medical doctor and epidemiologist, as well as biostatistician at Wits University.